lugging water and equipment, doing homework on the road, and practicing hard, rain or shine. That's the price these young U.S. athletes pay for a shot at soccer stardom. The U.S. team is one of 24 that came to South Korea for the Under-17 World Cup competition. The organizer, FIFA, has been streaming highlights and even entire games all over the world on its website in partnership with regional broadcasters. By the time they make it here, these players take part in a residency program first started by U.S. Soccer in 1999. They live, train, eat, and go to school together. U.S. head coach John Hackworth says the program helps build strong soccer players and well-rounded human beings.
When you go away when you're 14, 15, 16 years old, it's a big challenge. They have to learn how to take care of themselves, whether it's just as simple as getting up for weight training or school or training. Over the course of the last 2 years, this group has matured tremendously. The development, both on and off the soccer field, has been significant.
Unlike many U-17 teams, the U.S. team does not come from a place where there is a deeply embedded soccer culture. Still, the team's communications officer, Kate McMaster, says there is a small but intense body of fans.
The soccer culture in the U.S. is more of an underground culture, but the people that are involved in that are very involved in it. They follow it very closely. They watch our every move. So the culture is there.
More Americans may be paying attention to soccer these days, following the recent splashy arrival of English superstar David Beckham, now playing for the Los Angeles Galaxy. These young men may not attain the stardom of a David Beckham, but they learn some valuable lessons about applying themselves.
We've definitely put in a lot of hard work and a lot of, like, you know, fitness and all kinds of ball drills and stuff. And I think it's really helped us prepare a lot for the World Cup. And now it's like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Of course, it's not all about hard work. Win or lose, these world-class athletes still find some time for fun. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Chunan, South Korea.